Clip 5. Do I understand the starting point, goals, and target audience of my training? When developing a new training course, the first step is to learn about the starting point, the goals, and the target audience of the training. Starting point and goals. Clearly define the primary and secondary goals of the training with those responsible for human resources. Should it be a product training, a team training, or a course on technical skills? Don't forget to clarify how and when the training is to be completed. Should there be an assessment? If so, what criteria will be evaluated and how? With a school grading system, for example, or simply that a trainee has positively completed the course? What happens in the case of a negative result? Should a meeting be held with the Human Resources Department after the course is ended? Be sure to arrange for the best dates and duration of the training. And how's it going with Anna? Anna has gathered her information and now knows that she is responsible for familiarizing the trainees with the values and visions of the company. The trainees should also identify their future role in the company. Furthermore, based on the team training, Anna will make sure that participants get to know each other better, build confidence, and also learn to appropriately interact with colleagues, employees, managers, and executives. The training will be held on 3 consecutive dates. Each individual training goal will be assessed using a school grading system, and if trainees receive a negative evaluation, they may repeat the training. Let's look at the target group. Find out the size of the group in advance and familiarize yourself with the personal backgrounds and needs of the trainees. What level of knowledge do participants already have? Age? How old are they? We will deal with the education of younger generations in more detail later. In other words, understand the current state of the group first and then do a needs analysis. For our trainer Anna, the target audience is 12 new staff members. The group includes 4 carpenters, 3 wood technicians, and 5 office clerks aged 16 to 20. So these are important questions for Anna. How can the training meet the needs of the participants? How can I best convey my goals for the training? Anna can relax now. She understands her objectives and her target audience, and now she can better plan her training. However, she wants to make the training as interesting and effective as possible. The question now arises, of course, how can that best be done